This is Bob Brunella. This is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. A Friday groundbreaking is now planned for the much-anticipated Mill on Main project. The Mill on Main project is a mixed use of multifamily residences, retail, and restaurants, featuring a clubhouse, yoga studio, dog park, amphitheater, and much more. The plan is for 270-plus units, over 22,000 square feet of retail and restaurant space, too. The Mill on Main Street will be built along the Fox River shoreline. City officials are meeting with area residents tomorrow night at the Waters to discuss the upcoming Clearwell's replacement project of the water plant. The city has been working on the project to replace the existing underground water storage tanks with above-ground storage. The meeting will go over architectural plans to have the tanks fit in with the neighborhood. The city council is expected to vote on that project coming up on November 26th. Last week's big drug bust not only netted cocaine and marijuana, but get this, more than $330,000 in cash was also seized. Police are now working with area banks to see if any money may have been deposited with them. Page 2, the Roxy is leading the WHBY Supper Club Challenge. You can vote for the Oshkosh restaurant through Thursday on the station's website. Election Day is now just 1 week away. You can cast your ballot early at 19 East Irving. Early voting closes, though, on Friday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. By the way, Senator Bernie Sanders was in Oshkosh yesterday campaigning for the Harris-Walls ticket. The Oshkosh Boys and Girls Club is having their second gym come together. The interior walls of the gym are now up. They've also begun work on the new J.R. and Suzanne Vetti playground. The city has received a grant from the state DNR to help homeowners with the cost of replacing lead water lines. The city is in the process of contacting area residents who are affected. And the city council will continue their budget workshop throughout the day today. 4 minutes can get you $1,000. You have until Thursday of this week to register for the New North Fast Pitch Contest. You can find out more at startupwi.org. Turning to sports, UW Oshkosh's football team remains number 9 in the country in the latest D3Football.com poll rankings. And the Wisconsin Herd has 18 players on their training camp roster, including Marquette's Henry Ellenson. The Herd will open play next week on the road. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.